Hey, it's Bob, and do I have some stories to tell you? Oh, shh, never mind. Here's Gruber.
Geez, Bob. You trust a guy. You know, see how well that works for me. You trust a guy, and then he just right behind your back. It's Thursday. It feels like Friday. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's March Madness Thursday. The day when people, you know, disappear at lunch and never come back to work. Don't look for them on Monday either, the hardcore crowd, they won't even make it in on Monday. They'll be shaking the cobwebs out. We're looking for next Thursday. Anyhow, here's a fascinating story by John Solomon. He writes for The Hill, and he's a writer who's been following the Russia collusion story and pretty much dissecting it, pulling it apart, and disemboweling it in many ways. Seeing there's nothing there for many years, John Solomon writes for The Hill. The Hill being a very, you know, respectable, down the middle, attacks the left, attacks the right. They pretty much take on whoever they feel like. I couldn't say they're right or left leaning. And after nearly 3 years, this is what he writes. After nearly 3 years and millions of tax dollars, the Trump-Russia collusion probe is about to be resolved. Emerging in its place, newly unearthed evidence suggesting another foreign effort to influence the 2016 election, this time in favor of the Democrats. Ukraine's top prosecutor divulged in an interview that aired Wednesday on Hill TV that he has opened an investigation into whether his country's law enforcement apparatus intentionally leaked financial information and records during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign about then-Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort in an effort to sway the election in favor of Hillary Clinton. You heard me right. The Ukraine is investigating whether their country tried to influence the American elections and help Hillary Clinton win. The leak of the so-called Black Ledger files to U.S. media prompted Manafort's resignation from the Trump campaign and, of course, laid the foundation for the key allegations in the Russia collusion probe that has dogged Trump for the last 2.5 years. You see, it all goes back to Hillary Clinton's camp. UK Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko's probe was prompted by a Ukrainian parliamentarian's release of a tape recording prompting and purporting to quote a top law enforcement official saying his agency leaked the Manafort financial records to help Clinton's campaign. That's on the record, apparently. The parliamentarian also secured a court ruling that the leak amounted to, quote, an illegal intrusion into the American election campaign, end quote. Lutsenko told me, so said John Solomon. Lutsenko said the tape recording is a serious enough allegation to warrant opening a probe, and one of his concerns is that the Ukrainian law enforcement agency involved had frequent contact with the Obama administration's U.S. embassy in Kiev at the time as well. Today, we will launch a criminal investigation about this, and we will give legal assessment on this information, Lutsenko said. Before becoming the prosecutor general, Lutsenko was a major activist against Russia's influence in his country during the tenure of Moscow's allied former president, Viktor Yanukovych. He became chief prosecutor in 2016 as part of an anti-corruption reform instituted by the current president, Petro Poroshenko, an ally of the United States and Western countries. So this is a pretty big revelation coming from John Solomon. This is big news. News that could change and impact the way we've been looking at this investigation the entire time. Wouldn't that be something? John Solomon has been one of those people that has been following this closely for a long time from The Hill and has been doing some unique reporting along with people like Sarah Carter and others who have said for a very long time that this whole Russia collusion investigation was a manufactured crisis. A manufactured investigation in an effort to help cover the tracks. Well, this would be a legitimate bombshell. A legitimate bombshell because you know that the DNC paid for Christopher Steele and paid for the dirt that was rummaged up in the Trump dossier, which has been completely discredited to this point. And if now you find direct connections to a foreign government, not Russia, but Ukraine, that was able to dump dirt on Manafort and throw him out of the Trump campaign apparatus, which worked out fine, by the way, because then you got Kellyanne Conway, so it worked out just nicely for everybody involved in the Trump campaign, especially the president himself. But then you would have to say, Mr. President, if this is true and the Ukrainian government was working against Paul Manafort and supplying information that was unethical and potentially illegal to do, then a pardon is well within reason. A pardon would be well within reason if Paul Manafort was tarred and feathered, if you will, by the Ukrainian government in an attempt to help Hillary Clinton become president of the United States. Then I would think that there's little to discuss and that Paul Manafort should be pardoned. But you have to do it with the backdrop of all this information being put out there. This has to be dug into some, because that way, when those on the left try to paint it as Donald Trump protecting his own and trying to pardon Manafort because of the whole Trump collusion, Russia nonsense, he has to couch it properly so that it is exposed sequentially so that people can they got to take it in small bites, small nuggets. Here's a little bit. Here's a little bit. Here's your breadcrumbs. Follow to the answer. Just take the breadcrumbs and follow them all the way to the answer. So we'll keep an eye on this. This is the Ukraine's top prosecutor. And they're looking for a serious, thorough investigation. And if the Ukraine law enforcement figures who worked with U.S. Embassy did leak the Manafort documents in an effort to influence the American election for Clinton, the public deserves to know who knew what and when did they know it. Lutsenko will be a key part of that whole conversation now going forward. We have a right to know exactly how it played out. But it might not be the only person complaining about the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. Last year, when he served on the House Rules Committee, Chair Pete Sessions of Texas wrote a private letter asking Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to recall the current U.S. ambassador, alleging she made disparaging statements about President Trump and other concerns. The Kiev embassy becoming a point of concern for lawmakers here and prosecutors there. Interesting, isn't it? On the program today, Congressman Tim Walberg, Mike Doherty straight ahead. Byron Henry, Ryan Morrow. We got it stacked and packed for you. It's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show.